it might seem like foggy days are a constant along the Sonoma County coast, but apparently that's not actually true.
We've found through some very detailed climate analyses that have never really been performed before that fog has been on the decline over the last century, and it's declined approximately 30 to 33% over this last 110 years along the coast of California.
Todd E. Dawson is a professor of integrated biology and environmental science at UC Berkeley, who, with his colleague, James Johnstone, did a detailed analysis of 100 years of weather data compiled at airports and weather stations along the California coast, and particularly looked at the records on cloud height.
Cloud height, when it's very low, means that the clouds are sitting on the ground, and that's fog. So by analyzing the cloud height information and the temperature information, we were able to pull this story out, showing that there has been not only a decline in fog, but an increase in the number of clear days or hours per day that are clear that also seem to be associated with a warming of coastal temperature.
Dawson says they're not trying to use those findings to make a case for climate change anywhere else, but they are concerned about what it may mean for the remaining stands of coastal giant redwoods and their ecosystems.
One of the things that we're trying to determine is whether or not fewer foggy days and less fog water input during the otherwise dry summers will lead to a greater amount of, say, water stress in both the mature trees and also the understory plants and young trees.
Given the extremely long lifespan of these trees, any harmful effects could take decades or longer to make themselves felt. But Dawson says there is one way to more quickly gauge the consequences of reduced fog.
The only way we're going to keep healthy forests is by having new seedlings being germinating all the time to replace the older trees that eventually come to the end of their lives and die. If the young seedlings, the recruits, don't survive the drier summers because fog is going down, then redwood forests in the future will look very different than they do today.
An even more expedient measure of the effects of fewer foggy days may lie hidden within the ancient trees themselves. Information Dawson says he hopes to be able to tease out through careful study of the ring patterns of fallen redwoods.
The wonderful thing about tree rings is they really provide a nice archive of information that we can extract out of these trees. And we're beginning now an investigation to look at a bunch of different properties in the tree rings themselves to see, have these patterns occurred in the past? Is this something that's new? Is it a cycle? And there's a lot of important questions that we can begin to address with the tree ring analysis.
How much difference did their fog data analysis find? In the summer of 1951, only 13 days during the summer were fog-free, out of 122 days altogether. In 1997, 46 years later, there were 62 fogless days, almost five times as many. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.